Hey guys!
Welcome to Twitter Talk. We're your hosts, Marina
and Andrew,
and we'll be talking about what's hot on Twitter. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the Grammys, International Women's Day, and more.
All right, so starting off, we're going to go with the Grammys. This was the 63rd Annual Grammys Awards Show. It was Sunday, March 14th at 7 p.m. Central Time. There was no in-person attendance due to COVID-19, and it was at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, California, hosted by Trevor Noah.
Yeah, so the different performers we had, there was Bad Bunny, Billie Eilish, Black Pumas, Brandi Carlile, Brittany Howard, BTS, Cardi B, Chris Martin, DaBaby, Doja Cat.
Do you want to just redo that part and then just list, like, the most popular, like...
Yeah, we could say, like...
Like, Billy, Cardi, BTS, Doja Cat, Dua Lipa,
I'll say open by Harry Styles,
yeah, and
Billy
then featuring
Eilish.
So open by Harry Styles and featuring such artists as...
Okay. The Grammys were opened by Harry Styles and featured artists such as Billie Eilish, Cardi B, BTS, Megan Thee Stallion, Roddy Ricch, Taylor Swift, and more.
Plus my personal favorite, Doja Cat. A lot of big names on that list. It was a very, very busy night.
Yeah, very good performances, though. For the fact that it was so different, it was like, all of them were really good.
Oh, for sure. And then without an audience, too. I mean, normally, obviously, the Grammys would be an audience of celebrities and whatever, but, you know, it's a lot less stressful.
Right.
All right, we can start with Harry's performance. What was your opinion on Harry's performance?
I thought when Harry came out in the boa, I was a little hesitant. I thought he looked good, but like,
Of course.
But then, like, halfway through, he took off the boa and, it was not wearing a shirt underneath.
pulled it off perfectly, flawless.
He was feeling himself. He knew he was rocking it,
enjoying that stage,
and the fact that it was his first Grammys, it was his first Grammy Awards. Yeah, he opened and won.
Yeah,
yeah.
Great,
which is
first
like
time.
Crazy. Yeah, it was very good though. 10 out of 10.
Oh yeah, no, the outfit. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, one of three outfits of that night, all including boas, which was.
I mean, how many people do you know?
Right.
I mean, those are matching outfits. There was obviously a lot more amazing outfits and performances. Megan Thee Stallion pulled off a beautiful performance.
What a queen.
I mean, maybe it's a little controversial for live television, but, you know, life is progressing. We're moving on.
Mm-hmm. And her outfit was really good. In her red carpet interview, I don't know if you watched it or not, but she said some good stuff on the red carpet.
Oh, I believe it. I saw some Doja Cat outfits.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of good stuff. Let me see.
Lots of trust in that top. But honestly,
of
queen.
Of course. Selena won a Grammy.
Yes!
That's really... Yeah, I saw that, made me really happy. She got the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah.
2021. Well deserved.
Oh, yeah.
her estate and team are very happy about that, and I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, she deserves it.
Beyonce, flawless, of course.
Beyonce being Beyonce,
yes.
As always.
Some beautiful photos of her and Megan.
Mm-hmm.
Noah Cyrus, Lizzo, even mentioned that, you know, Harry won. You know, I'd
Lizzo
be pretty proud
content.
Too. Billy Porter, amazing blue, sparkly outfit.
Yes, I love that outfit.
With the curtain draped hat, of course. You want to talk about some winners?
Sure. So, some of the winners from the Grammys. For Record of the Year, we had Billie Eilish with Everything I Wanted.
Album of the Year, we had Folklore by Taylor Swift.
Best R&B Performance, we had Black Parade by Beyonce.
Best Pop Vocal Album was Future Nostalgia, Dua Lipa.
Best Rap Song was Savage, Megan Thee Stallion featuring Beyonce.
Well deserved. Song of the Year, I Can't Breathe by Her.
Bad Bunny with Best Latin Pop or Urban Album.
Best melodic rap performance was Locked Down by Anderson .Paak.
Best pop solo performance was Harry Styles with Watermelon Sugar.
Best country album was Wild Card by Miranda Lambert.
Best new artist was Megan Thee Stallion, obviously.
Obviously. Best pop duo group performance was Rain On Me by Lady Gaga featuring Ariana Grande.
There was actually a lot of drama surrounding that.
Really?
A lot of people think BTS should have won.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that. I mean,
I'm not a big fan of BTS, but honestly, right. I hear Dynamite all the time. Yeah,
they're both really popular, but I feel like for an American award show, I guess that would make sense about Rain On Me. Both were very popular, obviously. Yeah.
Best rock performance, we had Shamika by Fiona Apple.
Best rock album was the new Best R&B song, Better Than I Imagined, by Robert Glasper, featuring her and Michelle Undege Ocello.
Best progressive R&B album, we have It Is What It Is by Thundercat.
Best rap performance, Savage, again, by Megan Thee Stallion, featuring Beyonce.
As she should. Best rap album, we have King's Disease, Nas, right?
Yeah. Best country solo performance, When My Amy Prays, by Vince Gill.
For best country song, For best country song, we have Crowded Table by The Highwaymen.
Producer of the Year non-classical is Andrew Watt.
Best music film, we have Black is King by Beyonce.
Best global music album is Twice as Tall by Burna Boy.
And lastly, best American Roots performance, I Remember Everything by John Prine.
Alrighty, that is quite a list.
That was
there's a couple that won twice. I know Savage won twice. Well
Queen
deserved.
Megan, yeah. Yes, that was her. That was her first Grammys too, wasn't it?
I'm not sure. I think
she also got Best New Artist, so she got three Grammys. What I believe
she's doing pretty good.
I think TikTok also helped with that too.
For sure. Well deserved though. I mean,
yeah, they were all very great people.
So I guess you want to transfer over to,
who didn't win a Grammy.
I was just saying, like, drama. I know for one big thing is that The Weeknd is boycotting the Grammys due to the lack of a nomination. He is claiming, which is true, that Blinding Lights has broken many chart records and has drawn wide critical acclaim. He played at the Super Bowl, for one, the halftime show. I mean, it's a big song, big performance, big performer.
Yeah.
Perhaps the biggest a moment, you know, in pop this year, last year. Like, yeah, he definitely should have gotten at least a nomination. So when it came time for the nominations, he didn't get anything. So he is boycotting them. And because of the secret committees, he is saying that he will no longer allow his label to submit his music to the Grammys.
And this has been a long line of being snubbed at the Grammys, too. Because I don't think he won anything for The Hills.
Yeah, for sure. There has been a lot of Grammy snubs. I mean,
definitely.
They have a history of it. I mean,
we also have Mr. Zayn Malik, former One Direction member, tweeted that he was basically just calling out the Grammys for a race issue, and I believe he said, next year I'll send you confectionaries, which is British for, or, like, which is basically just means I'll send you gifts next year to get me nominated for the Grammys, which is really sad, and a lot of people believe that he was coming for his former bandmate, Harry Styles, when in all reality, he was just kind of calling out the system of the Grammys, because his songs, Dust Till Dawn, Pillow Talk, and his album, none of them have ever been nominated.
And they were radio. I mean, if you want to talk about popularity and that being the driving factor, they were popular, and they were good, they were well-made.
Right.
His tweet says that the Grammys are moving in inches, and they need to be moving in miles, basically talking about the progression. He says that, as a reminder, that they need to make sure that they are honoring and celebrating creative excellence of all, and they need to end secret committees, which, that sounds familiar, because The Weeknd also wants them to end their secret committee, so, clearly, this is a controversial thing, and it's not a lie, it's not just something anyone fabricated, it's, you know, it's unfortunate for sure, that such a renowned awards show could have such lack in celebration of everyone. I mean, the whole show is about musical talent. You have to recognize all talent. You can't just pick and choose.
Yeah, and especially for how successful all of his songs have been and how successful all of the Weeknd songs have been, for them to not get any nominations is ridiculous. So.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, we can touch on the BTS drama. I know that I saw a lot of people were upset that they didn't get the win, but for, what was it? It was duo group performance.
Yeah, that was the Ring.
I do understand where it's coming from, but it really just loops all back around in a circle. Right. It's just how it's always been and how it's unfortunately going to be until it isn't. And that is the day that we can all look forward to. To a Grammys acknowledging all music and all talent that deserves to be recognized.
Yeah, there's definitely some bias in it and some just such evident lack of diversity in their music that they nominate.
Yeah, and it's the 63rd annual. I mean, you would think we'd have it together by
Grammys,
now.
Come on.
We'll get there. Maybe the 70th annual. We'll have to see by next year.
Hoping for.
Alrighty.
She might have posted something, man.
Alright, so.
So I'll just say.
So moving on to International Women's Day.
Moving on to something else that was trending on Twitter.
Yeah.
Something else that's recently. Something else that's recently been trending. Oh my god.
You'll get there.
Moving on to something else that's recently been trending on Twitter.
Another thing, if you're sitting down at a table with a...
Moving on to something else that's been trending on Twitter recently is International Women's Day. It was March 8th of 2021, and many celebrities and public figures posted about some of the important women in their lives.
So a lot of celebrities have been posting their appreciation for women in their lives, or... for fellow women, there's been obviously some top names, Pharrell Williams, Reese Witherspoon, Tyra Banks, you know, I mean, just all across the board. It's something to celebrate.
It is, especially with all of the recent kind of turmoil in the world of women.
Yeah, it's for sure good to appreciate them.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a rough patch, so it's nice to see. Nice to see so many people talking about it.
Yes, and I'm glad that it's been kept up. I mean, it's been a thing since the early 1900s.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good thing. Good thing. And speaking of women, you know what else has been trending on Twitter a lot recently? The Free Britney movement. Hashtag Free Britney.
The Free Britney movement. Even being made into a documentary called Framing Britney Spears on Hulu. It's also available on YouTube, I believe. It's really interesting if you haven't kind of looked into it.
For sure, recommend that you go check that out. Whether you know a lot or you don't know a lot, you will learn something and you will be appalled.
Right.
For one, you will definitely take a stance on this issue, even if it's indifferent to you. Even if you don't know a lot about it, it is definitely something to check out.
Yeah, it is really a sad thing. It's so, if you haven't looked into it, it's so sad. And I know you think of Britney Spears and you think of, oh, she's the crazy lady who shaved her head.
Right.
But you really, when you hear her side of things and just kind of more of an objective standpoint on it, it's really sad and it's really heartbreaking. And that's why the movement is kind of taking off for our generation.
And then for you. Yeah. And then for those of you who aren't too sure what the Free Britney movement is, don't worry. We'll update you. So... The Free Britney movement is obviously about Miss Britney Spears, pop legend, pop icon, early 2000s to now. She has continued to be an iconic measurement of pop music. So Britney, this movement, depending on who you ask, is controversial for an unknown reason to me.
Yeah.
It is not a conspiracy theory, for one. There is evidence of unfair treatment and just the lack of rights that she has. It's really just, it's not good. And it has been 12 years and counting since this movement, not since this issue has been alive, since this has been an issue, it has been over 12 years,
and she still has not,
she still has not gotten her justice or her freedom that she rightfully deserves.
Right.
So
we're referencing a Twitter thread currently, a reliable Twitter thread, by Brittany Hiatus, right?
Yes, on Twitter.
On Twitter.
Recommend that you go check them out as well.
Yes, if you want to read more about it, just go check out
the Twitter thread. Yes, they are a fan community who is not affiliated with Brittany or her team, and they are truly just here to get her the justice that she deserves. And yeah, they were featured in the said documentary framing Britney Spears on Hulu.
Yeah.
So go check them out.
Definitely. So starting from the beginning, we have on January 4th, 2008, Britney Spears was taken from her home in an ambulance and forced into psychiatric care after locking herself in the bathroom with one of her sons during a custody dispute. This is when we saw the horrific videos of paparazzi chasing the ambulance. This was such a scary video to see.
Yes.
You don't need to have anxiety or you don't need to be scared in situations with a lot of people to understand how terrified she must have been in this instance. Because in the video, you see just paparazzi storming the windows. And you know that from the inside of that ambulance, all she would have been able to see was all the flashing lights and the cameras. And she could not get away from them, even in an ambulance.
And for those of you who haven't seen the video that this is referring to, just as a description, it's really just that Brittany is in her home and the ambulance is taking her away into psychiatric care, as it said, which she was forced into. That is an important thing to remember. She's forced into this care because she's really just trying to protect herself and her son. But she is being taken into this ambulance, and there are, hundreds of paparazzi around this ambulance and around her estate taking photos, obviously with flash and whatnot, of her in this moment of her life that most of any person with any kind of morals or anything would not want to be, you know, publicly put out there. But basically, yeah, she's just being surrounded by paparazzi. And
yeah.
That's disgusting. On the documentary, they talk about this. These photos of her, you know, these self-incriminating photos can literally be sold for millions of dollars a piece.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, if you were to justify these photos, that is the justification. But once again, it comes down to morals. I mean, there's no morality in that.
Is it morally right? No, it is not.
It's
this woman
disgusting.
Deserves her privacy. And I think people forget just how, people forget that she isn't just the girl who sang Hit Me Baby One More Time. She isn't just a public face. Like, she is a human being. She has feelings. She's been under so much stress, and she's been through so many different things that I think the paparazzi forget that sometimes.
All right, and then to move on, when she was forced into this care, as is normal and traditional, a hospital is to hold a patient for 72 hours, while Brittany was released the next day, suggesting that they didn't think that she was suffering from any serious mental illness, which is what she went in there for. Then, yeah, so from E! News, they have an article talking about how after a little more than 24 hours at the Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, E! News has confirmed that Brittany Spears has been released from the hospital despite previous reports that she was held under a minimum 3-day lockdown.
Which is ridiculous. She obviously, at that point, I feel like she was screaming for help. And even though she was forced into the care, she had barricaded herself in her bathroom with her baby, you know?
Right, and then, to be forced into care, in 24 hours, she's not getting the help that she needs.
Right.
But at the same time, they're saying that they don't see anything wrong. So for her father to claim that she has mental health issues, the hospital said that she did not, and she was released the next day.
Yeah.
So if she truly did need help, they would have held her under such a 3-day lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
But they released her early, which that would lead you to believe that they don't think that she's suffering from any serious health issues.
Yeah.
And then a month later, on January 31st, Britney Spears was again forced into the hospital.
However, However, this one seemed to be planned ahead of time. So, apparently they worked with the LAPD for weeks and organized a motorcade the length of a football field, including two helicopters. So this is just kind of more information on the motorcade. It says, shortly after 1 a.m., the motorcade that pulled away from the Spears residence was nearly the length of a football field. Along with the ambulance, it included police on nearly a dozen motorcycles and in two cruisers. Two police helicopters followed overhead. Spears' mother, Lynn Spears, was seen leaving UCLA Medical Center's psychiatric hospital at about 5:30 a.m. First of all, the fact that they know that,
yeah,
like that they were watching her family that closely at that early in the morning.
Because it's an incriminating moment, and they want to know every detail, which is sickening.
It is, and it is unacceptable. That's at the end of the day, she needs her privacy. When asked by a throng of paparazzi and reporters whether Brittany was doing all right, Lynn Spears replied, yeah, before leaving in a Range Rover. Spears' mother, father, and brother have been working closely with the LAPD for weeks to get her back in the hospital for psychiatric care, Us Weekly magazine and TMZ reported.
Which, to note, they tried to get her into care. Her father, and her brother, but her father, mm-hmm, tried to get her into this care that they so claimed that she needed.
Trying to control her without,
yes,
her.
And that same day, Britney Spears' father had all the paperwork ready to ask the court to put her under called. And that same day, Britney Spears' father literally had all of the paperwork ready to ask a court to put her under what is called, if you don't know, a conservatorship. In court documents, her father claimed that she had a dementia-related illness, which is inconsistent with Britney's ability to tour. And then under this conservatorship, Britney Spears does not have control over her own money. She cannot hire an attorney. She cannot drive. She cannot vote. She cannot see her friends without permission. She is not allowed to have custody of her own children and has her social media monitored. As a quick little note, for those of you who do not follow Britney Spears on all forms of social media, but you should, there is a lot of disturbing evidence and disturbing photos. If she is truly living her best life, then her Instagram really just reflects that of a middle-aged woman who's trying to get into social media like any other middle-aged woman trying to get into social media.
Right.
It's not too wrong. The problem, however, is under conservatorship, such social media is being monitored, which in interviews and in normal day-to-day life, she doesn't really act or talk as such a middle-aged woman as she appears to be online. In her comments and in her captions, she has little anecdotes and posts, you know, quotes. She'll post random pictures, which then again, there's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't seem right initially. Off of it, most celebrities post interview moments and other things about their life, and she's on Instagram dancing from an odd angle, and there's been, you know, proof of someone telling her off camera to smile, and, you know, there's just so many things.
There's a lot going on there, yeah. Also, if you don't know, a conservatorship is commonly used in elderly people who are physically and mentally incompetent, like not able to function, not a middle-aged woman whose father thinks that she's mentally ill.
Who has ability. She's able. I mean, obviously, it's not to get rid of all conservatorships, but to get rid of this one. Because if she's seen fit, then she's seen fit. And, you know, to keep trying to get her under this care that she so clearly doesn't need and so clearly doesn't want, it's just wrong.
Yeah, it's very sad. Because you see her in interviews, you see her out in public, and she's fine. Like, she's okay.
Yeah, and Britney was not noticed about this. Just as an FYI, normally it is required that a conservatee is given a 5-day notice before a hearing. However, Britney's dad petitioned the court to not give her a notice, and it was granted, meaning that she was literally kept unaware of what she was being placed under. She had no idea.
So, on February 2nd, Britney's dad attempted to get a capacity declaration from her psychiatrist, Dr. James Long, supporting his claims. After consulting with his attorney, Dr. Long refused to speak with her dad's attorney. So, her psychiatrist knew there wasn't anything wrong with her.
Right.
From what I'm reading.
Of course.
He didn't want to get in trouble for it because he knew that he would be falsely diagnosing her. And then a couple days later, on February 4th, a high-profile lawyer Britney hired named Adam Streisand went to court claiming the singer did not want her father in control of her finances. The court said Britney couldn't pick her own attorney and ejected him from the courtroom. So, Britney essentially said, I'm okay with it, I just do not want my father in charge of it.
Right, and as read earlier, she's not allowed to hire anybody. So when she tried to hire somebody to get her out of the situation that she clearly does not want to be in, she's not allowed. So she's basically helpless, and she's really just watching her life unfold in front of her in ways that she does not approve of and does not want, but she doesn't have a say because she is under conservatorship by her father, who she doesn't want to be under. I mean,
right.
which goes back to earlier, this is not a conspiracy theory. This is simply just a woman who was placed under something that was really, when she was put under it, she was younger. And she might have been unstable at the time, if you want to claim that. But any one person would be, if you're, you know, threatened to take away your children and your livelihood and your rights.
And no one has their life figured out in their 20s. You know, everyone talks about midlife crises as a joke, but it's not, like, you don't know what you want to do with your life. And
exactly. It's
very understandable to kind of, like, go crazy in a way, especially when you're in a situation like Britney's.
And in the documentary, Framing Britney Spears, one of, there was a lawyer there who is familiar in conservatorship cases, and when asked the question, you know, have you ever seen a case where a conservatee breaks from the conservator? And she said no. She, to date of the interview, had not seen that happen. And to be fair, you know, most conservatorships are put under fair pretenses and are truly just to help whoever's under them.
Right.
Which, you know, in most cases would be someone who is mentally or physically unable to care for themselves or make their own decisions, which is why such rights would be taken away, just as a safety feature, mm-hmm. which is what a conservatorship is meant for. However, when you're abusing it as a business model, business, that's unfair and that's unjust and inhumane.
Yeah. And around this time, we have to remember she was releasing songs titled Womanizer, Slave, Toxic, very, like, I don't know how to, the word I'm looking for, very negative and scary song titles.
Yeah, I mean, they reflect off of how she's feeling, and, I mean, even if you want to say that she's not talking about that, she could still be talking about how she feels like she's a slave to the media.
Yeah.
As she is. She cannot go anywhere without having her father, her lack of rights, her lack of judgment, her lack of anything following her.
Paparazzi.
Following her.
Yeah.
Everything, her past, following her. No one will give her a break. And if you put all of these pieces together, is any person that you know or you personally going to be completely 100% sane? No, you would not be. And for you to now be thinking, you know, you could possibly be thinking right now, well, she shaved her head and that's pretty crazy. She is pretty crazy. No, that's not true.
Right.
In such case as shaving her head, her father and her label and everything that she is forced under, unwillingly forced under, she has to play this character, this young, high-pitched voice, Britney Spears, who, you know, America knows and loves and wants. However, she cannot control her narrative. So, she no longer wants to be this, you know, poster child for, you know, America's sweetheart child who, you know, it is not given her rights. So, her one thing that she can control would be her hair. I mean, you know, it's an iconic hairstyle that she has. It's in, you know, it's a really famous blonde. It's her hair. And that's the one thing that she chose to control about herself because she can. And that's all she could do.
Yeah. Yeah. Think about if you were watching your entire life unfold in front of you with no control over what happened, wouldn't you want to gain the control back in any way that you could? Even if it meant shaving your hair that, you know, like you wouldn't think of shaving your hair first. But when you're in that...
It is a last resort.
Right. And that's why it's such a big cry for help, because she literally, she shaved her head because she felt so out of control. And you think, you look at that and you think, she's insane. Why would she do that? That's her hair. You know, that's Britney Spears' hair. She was just so incredibly out of control with her life. And that's what makes this so sad.
And for you to know that this happened means that there was media coverage on it. And such media coverage has been taken by such paparazzi as featured in the Framing documentary, Framing Britney Spears documentary, where he, I'm not sure of his name, and I don't frankly care. I don't respect him much, but he speaks about how, you know, he follows her everywhere. He's like the family paparazzi. He really just is trying to sound like a good guy in this, in all of these situations, when really he's the first person to draw the crowd of paparazzi as to where he is. And he, while he, I'm sure, may think that he's trying to be helpful by, you know, going up to her in public and being like, hey, how are you doing? But not with a camera in her face.
And even if, like, that's scary. That's a scary thing to know that
to be followed.
Yeah, and a stranger knows that much about you.
They know where you are at all times of life.
Yeah, the entire thing. And at one point, he was even asked.
Yeah, during the interview on the documentary, he was asked, yes.
Yeah, he was asked, why didn't you leave her alone? And he said, and I quote, she never told us to leave her alone. When she did, and the interviewer said, what about when she told you to leave her alone? And he said, well, she meant for that day. She meant for that week. She didn't want us to leave her alone forever. In my opinion, if I'm telling someone, hey, leave me alone, stop, I don't want that, I'm telling them to stop completely, stop altogether. And unfortunately, she was not being heard, she was not being listened to, so she took an umbrella and vandalized this man's car, which honestly, I don't blame her for. I feel like I would have done the same or something very similar in that situation. Again, something else that she could control were her actions, kind of. And in that moment, she just kind of exploded. And I do not blame her for that. I don't feel like it's her fault.
No, that's one part of the interview that I really found interesting, is that they literally said, what about the times that they asked you to stop? And his reply was, she didn't.
Yeah.
she most certainly did.
There are so many videos of her saying, hey, stop, please leave me alone. And obviously, at first, she's trying to be nice about it. You know, she doesn't want to hurt her image. And then they just don't listen. So what are you going to resort to other than violence? Because that's the only way she knew that they would leave her alone, which they didn't. Even after everything she did, smashing a man's car, using an umbrella, yelling at these people, screaming at them, shaving her head, no one left her alone. And she is still being followed to this day.
And because at that point, it is literally just the fact that she's human and she's being inhumanely treated, and they don't see anything wrong with it. And
right.
I'm sure most paparazzi are taking that exact same view and that exact same angle, as she never told us directly in words, hey, stop taking my photo forever. But no one's going to say that, especially if they're getting away from you. If someone gets away from you, they're going to yell, stop. And that's a fair, you know, that's fair. But if someone says stop, you know, the word no means no. Stop means stop.
And even if she hadn't, you don't need to directly say, no, I'm uncomfortable, I need you to stop doing that.
And even if she did want for someone to take her photo once in a while, or did want paparazzi, but just not for the day, then she would actually say that in words, hey, I'm not doing good today. Can you come back on Friday? I'm doing a charity event.
Right.
And that's fine. But what's even more sick is that they're still going to be taking photos of her as she's speaking those words. And then they're going to say, yeah, yeah, we'll come back Friday. But then they're still going to be there because they have no soul.
Yeah. And the next day in all the news articles, it's going to be, oh, Britney Spears mistreating paparazzi. Britney Spears doing this. Britney Spears doing that. When in all reality, she wants privacy.
It's all about tabloids and clickbait. And that's,
it is.
They sell their souls for that.
And it is so sad. It's such a sad situation. Miley Cyrus actually tweeted about it. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, Miley Cyrus, she tweeted a video in support, which it's out there if you want to go find it. It is of her, how do I describe this without it being, like, wrong?
I feel like
we So there's a trend going around among celebrities and among people and among anyone of someone being in a shower behind the shower glass, dancing to Toxic by Britney Spears, and it's like they pretend to, like, rub their nose on the glass to go along with the beat. That's basically what the trend is. And a lot of celebrities have tweeted this trend and have tried this trend. Her own husband has tried this trend and has posted it publicly on social media. Miley Cyrus, hers in particularly, she took part in this trend, and she put hashtag Free Britney over her in the video. And everyone wants Britney freed. This isn't
right.
It's really just everyone against Jamie Spears, mm-hmm. her father. It's not anyone who has any kind of common sense, common sense, and true knowledge of this issue, and genuinely cares about her life and is not misogynistic. I mean, as long as you are a basic and decent human being with any kind of knowledge of this situation, it should be pretty obvious to see that she does not deserve to be treated so inhumanely, whether under conservatorship or not. It's disgusting. And any celebrity, really, right. In general. It's sick.
Yeah.
It's sick.
It really is. And I think that Miley posting that in particular, the fact that it was Miley Cyrus, I think that is also a big thing in itself, because you think of Miley Cyrus and you also think of someone who looks like they kind of went crazy, you know? In all reality, Miley was under a very similar situation where she was seen as Hannah Montana. You know, she was a sweet, innocent little country girl. She wrote fun songs. She did this, she did that. She didn't have much control over her life. She made this massive change and bettered herself because of it. Now, her circumstances obviously aren't as extreme as Britney's are, but I think the fact that Miley, someone who has endured something so similar, speaking out about it, says mm-hmm. says something so loud about this entire situation.
Yeah, and in 2009, a voicemail, to go back to earlier, a voicemail leaked of her trying to tell an attorney, who she really cannot hire, details about her conservatorship case, and she's telling them that her father has threatened her multiple times and on many occasions that he will take her kids away.
Mm-hmm.
So she, from a burner phone, as, you know, she is closely monitored, from a burner phone, she called this attorney to let them know that she wants her custodial time for her children to stay the same. And that's her biggest concern. She does not care about her money. She does not care about her assets or her estate or her tours or her music or her discography. She cares about nothing. She wants her kids.
She wants to be a mom.
She literally went through the efforts to get a burner phone, to go through the efforts to almost get caught, just to let her attorney know that she isn't allowed to hire, that she just wants to make sure that she can see her kids and that she's still allowed to see her kids.
Yeah, and that's just such a big thing. I think it's also very important to mention both of her kids. She has two kids, right? I think it's also important to mention that both of her kids have restraining orders against her father, against Britney's father. I think that speaks wonders in itself. A lot of people try to say, oh, it's because Britney did this, Britney did that. Again, I feel like that's a bit of victim blaming, in my opinion. But I think something extreme would have to happen to, at least personally, for me to file a restraining order on my grandpa, you know? So I think that just speaks volumes.
Yeah, and that restraining order does not allow him to contact the kids. And according to documents filed in Los Angeles County, Kevin Federline's attorney, Mark Vincent Kaplan, demanded that the kids be protected from Jamie.
Mm.
So this is a court. This is real. It's a thing. They, you know, Britney's children have a restraining order against him, against Jamie. And that speaks volumes.
Mm-hmm.
For your own grandkids to have a restraining order against you.
Right.
They don't see you fit to be a grandfather. But of course, you're going to, you know, you'll be seen fit enough, but she, of course, will not be seen fit enough to be their mother.
Right. It's just such a sad situation. And I really do feel bad for her. The fact that she can't see her kids very often, she also, she's just been mistreated by the entire industry since she began. When she was younger, you know, when Hit Me Baby One More Time was coming out, even to the time where Toxic was coming out, she was seen as this young schoolgirl, which is, number one, it's disgusting. But, like, everyone wanted to be Britney, and I feel like that just kind of bled into the pressure and the stress that she was under in the industry, and I just do not think that that did her any good either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, just to move pretty much completely on, a lot of people have responded to the Free Britney movement, obviously, as it is a movement, and as most progressive, and forward-moving movements, as most progressive and, you know, forward-moving movements have, there are people who are against it, and people who criticize it, and people who just don't, or people who, you know, add to it, and so, for example, on this Twitter thread, there are comments, here's from a man who's under the name on Twitter, just X. He says, "Can't you just for once let her live her life? Imagine yourself in her place being criticized for every move you make. Just let it go." And unfortunately enough for him, that's really embarrassing because no one is criticizing her. We
no.
are not criticizing, and we are not criticizing her every move. And she is living her life. And unfortunately enough, she's not allowed to.
Right.
She is not allowed to live her life. So imagine yourself being in her place, being shot by paparazzi at every move that you make.
Mm-hmm. And what makes me the most mad about that comment is numerous people, myself included, if Britney Spears came out and said, "Guys, I am okay, please stop bothering me, you know, I am living a happy and healthy life, I am fully aware of what's happening to me, and I agree with it. I feel like it should be happening."
And in a live setting, and not
right.
under social media that is being regulated by...
Mm-hmm.
her father, by her estate, and by people who she doesn't want to be regulating her, you know, freedom of speech on her social media.
Right.
And then there are also people who are objectifying her through
mm-hmm.
this. There are people who are claiming it's a conspiracy. And, you know, this person wants to know, why can't she just have a volunteered lawyer? And that's also not allowed because the court and judge has to recognize the attorney. And make sure that their relationship exists, and the terms of a relationship do require their transaction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, many fans have tried to get her to say that she's okay, or to say that she's not okay, but many people, many, many, many people care about Britney Spears and her well-being and her safety, and at the end of the day, this movement is not to be annoying, it's not to hurt anyone,
right.
It is simply just to get her the help that she needs, whether that be mental help, whether that be emotional help, whether that be financial, she just needs help, and we, you know, those who truly care about her do want her to get that help that she needs, and not that is forced upon her, and that she does not want.
Right. Well, is that...
Hashtag free Britney.
Hashtag free Britney. Free Britney till it's backwards. All right, so after such a heavy note, we're going to go ahead and conclude this episode of Twitter Talk. Don't forget to check out our other podcasts at fhntoday.com. We hope you have a good rest of your day, and we will be back in the next episode with more passionate topics.
Yeah, this has been a pretty good episode, and we look forward to seeing you guys.
Yeah.
Best R&B song was Better Than I Imagined by Robert Glasper featuring her and Michelle. I like, oh my God, happy for them, but I can't. Please.
That's just allergies. That isn't COVID. I love that I just got that on the recording.
You're so good. Oh, here.
Michelle Indegue Ocello.
I don't.
On, wait.
Indegue Ocello.
Indegue Ocello.
Michelle Indegue Ocello.
Indegue Ocello. Okay.
Michelle Indegue. Okay. I'm glad you have to say that one. Okay.
Best R&B song, Better Than I Imagine, Robert Glasper featuring her and Michelle. I already forgot. Indegue Ocello. Indegue Ocello. Praying for me. Best R&B song, Better Than I Imagine, Robert Glasper featuring her and Michelle. No, I literally cannot.
I can't stop laughing. You want to just skip that one?
Undegue Ocello. Undegue Ocello. Alright. Best country solo performance is when... Wait, I have to read it again. When My Amy Cries. Okay.
It's so weird.
It just caught me off guard.
And this has been a long line of being snubbed at the Grammys for the weekend. With The Hills not getting nominated and Call Out My Name... Okay.